Good evening, everyone. As an addendum to our Halacha Gems learning, we continue reviewing the laws of Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. Tonight, we're going to discuss how to dispose of your chametz that's left over on Shabbos. We know that since we normally burn the chametz on Erev Pesach, but we can't do so this year because Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so a person has to destroy all of the chametz before Shabbos, with the exception, of course, for that which is needed for the Friday night Suda, for the Shabbos day Suda. Now, you have to be very careful to pick specifically what it is that you're going to leave over. Crumbs or small amounts of chametz that's left over, anything that is not eaten in a small amount, that should be crumbled up and flushed down the toilet. That's ideal. Do not keep it in the kosher Pesach garbage bins. Larger pieces of chametz can be carried out to the garbage containers in the yard or the front of the driveway, assuming there's an Erev. So, of course, here in Florida, Boca Raton, there is one. Now, you should not assume, even though we know that some people have collection garbage days on specific days, and maybe it's even on Shabbos or on Sunday, you shouldn't assume that the garbage is going to be collected before the specified time. The end of the fifth hour, you have to be sure to it that you're done. By 12:12 on Shabbos day, everything has to be out. And no longer in your Rishus, you'll have said Kol Chamira by that point. And so therefore, what are you going to do? You're not sure 100% that the garbage is going to come. They typically would come if that's assuming that that's your day. But you should not assume that the garbage is going to be collected before the specified time, because on many occasions, we all know that the garbage is collected at a later time. And that would be after the fifth hour, assuming your day is on Shabbos. And even though you typically see and hear the garbage truck come and collect your garbage on Shabbos in the morning, assuming that that's your day, so then nonetheless you... And we've all known that that doesn't necessarily mean that it's consistently at that time. It could be in the afternoon. So that's assuming that Shabbos is the day. But what if your day is not on Shabbos? It's on Monday, as some of you have told me. So some poskim, what they recommend, it's mentioned in Piskei Tshuvos and other sources, that if you pour ammonia or some type of cleaning agent or bleach over the chametz, so that will render it unfit for consumption. Again, the whole purpose of our concern is roi l'achila's kelev. It should be something that's appropriate to be eaten. And when something is rendered unfit because now there's a cleaning agent, an ammonia or a bleach that's placed over the foods, then obviously at that point it becomes unfit for consumption, not only just obviously for a human, but also for a canine, for a dog as well. And then, of course, it's not considered chametz, and then it's okay. Now, such toxic fluids must be designated for the purpose before Shabbos, since they are otherwise muktzah. I mean, you're not going to handle Clorox bleach and these types of things on Shabbos without having it specified beforehand, and this way you would be able to use it. Now, it is advisable to place the chametz beside the garbage cans rather than inside them, if you're comfortable to do that. Now, you might not want to do that if there's so many days between, you know, Shabbos morning and Monday. Let's just assume that that's your day, because you don't want animals to come to pierce through the garbage, and that would be a bigger problem. But let's assume it's within close proximity to when you're putting it outside, because we know that when the garbage is collected, some of the chametz can be and is often left in the can. So therefore, that's a problem. You want to make sure that it's all wrapped well and tight. Maybe you want to even double bag it. And if you're going to put it in your garbage bin per se, that would be probably the best suggestion. Now, in a situation where you have large chametz items, again, I just want to say this is a public service announcement. I don't recommend anybody leaving over large chametz amounts. And even in a situation where you have a large family and you feel like, how am I going to feed everybody chametz amounts? Again, everyone's going to eat kosher Pesach Shabbos food and everyone's going to be fine. We're going to have that for the duration of the festival. There's no reason why I can't start a meal early. And again, the only reason why I'm having chametz is because of the obligation, and it's still not Pesach yet. So you can have just a minimal amount of, hopefully, as crumbless chametz as possible. You can have pita or various other places are selling chametz which are less crummy. In that situation, that's fine. But do not leave over large items. But let's assume you did. There were larger items of chametz which were not sold. You left them out to eat them for these two meals, which cannot be disposed of in the toilet. You, for whatever the reason, don't want to clog the toilet, or you feel uncomfortable disposing of it in that way, right? So then the din is you can give it to a non-Jew as a gift. It's an important final statement for tonight, is to be sure that you do not own it in any way, shape, or form. And it's not just here, take this, without being very clear that what you're giving them is a nedava, is a gift. And when you give it to them, a gift, so it's no longer yours. And that's what it is. Now, assuming that the front of your driveway is Rishus HaRabim versus it continuing to be a Rishus HaYachid, which is usually not the case, that would be a very big distinction that we have to make sure that is very, very clear. Okay, so let's, again, be very careful about choosing how to have this meal. Leave as minimal amount of chametz as possible. You'll dispose of it by placing the crumbs in the toilet and otherwise in the garbage, and otherwise in a worst case scenario or a situation of pressing need, then you will gift it to a non-Jew who would be in the area. Okay, we'll continue with some more of these halachas as we inch a little bit closer. just in the few days before Shabbos, before Pesach. And we will continue with that. As with any other shilas and questions, benoge this topic and others, please always feel free to private message me, reach out to me. Glad to help and continue to be an assistant to all of you as we continue forward and ahead. I wish everybody a healthy, a happy, and a wonderful, blessed evening.